want to thank you for the love that you showed Charles. He told me he loved coming down here to church. He said, you know, like my in that show Cheers, he liked it, where they said, I go to a place everybody knows my name. He said, when he come down to all the different ones, hi, Charles, we're glad to see you and all that. And he loved coming down here to church. And I think, I know he had his struggles through life, but I thank God for how he'd given his life to the Lord. And several years ago, Tobias, his brother, you know, is a minister now, and he baptized him. Tobias and Brother Oscar officiated, you know, at his service. And Tobias, you know, officiated when we got married. Charles gave me away. And then he officiated at his dad's service earlier this year in March. And then now he's done his brother. And I was just so proud of Tobias, how well he did, how he spoke, and how he shared about his brother, and how they both had lived together at my place, and I got married, lived with Buddy, and then they would watch sports together and talk and, you know, and share. And Tobias loves the Lord, so did Charles. And the lady I take care of is 95 years old, and I called, I was so torn. Brother Oscar knows when I called him, and Tobias was the one. I felt something even 2 weeks before Charles had passed, and I felt something that Sunday, but I was going to go and check because I knew he was there by seven. I had found my brother who died, had pneumonia, and I used to pray with him all the time, and I said, I can't experience this, you know, with Charles. So I had texted Tobias, and I asked him to, I've been trying to get in touch with Charles and can't, so when you go home, check on him and give me a call. And so he said, I called the squad, because many times he's called the squad for him because his sugar would drop real low, and he had called, and he would be unresponsive. And he told me, Mom, Charles is unresponsive. So he had been at the hospital that Friday, and I had taken him for dialysis that Saturday morning. And when I did, when he come out, he was always so compassionate, and the nurses said he'd come in, because first Charles was not going to do dialysis, because he'd been doing it now over a year. He said, I'd rather die. I'm not going to do all this. But then he'd come down here, and y'all laid hands, and you prayed for him, and he had hope. So he started going to dialysis. But the nurses and them said, he always came in, he cheered others up, and he talked to different ones, was always an encouragement, you know, to them. He'd come, and when someone went in the hospital or someone passed, he cried. He would tell me about it and about someone had passed. And that morning when I picked him back up from dialysis, he came out, he could hardly talk. He started crying. He said, there's a lady in there, Mom, that was really missing her mother, and said that she had got sometimes tired, you know, like impatient with her or tired, you know, of her. She says, nah, I just miss her so much. And he could hardly tell me, you know, crying. Telling me, you know, about this. And so I would pray with him, and we'd be in the car, and he said, Mom, now, you know I'm your wingman, don't you? Because if I had some place to go, I could call him or something, and he would go, you know, with me. And he said, you know I'm your wingman. And that night, well, he went home. He looked better. He had taken the dialysis, but he was ready to go. He slept away. When I went in there, he was laying away. You know your kids and how they lay when they sleep. He was laying, and even the director said, when he came, because I worked part-time for years at this funeral home, that's who came, and when they came, and he said he couldn't get the peace he saw over him and how he just looked like he was just sleeping, which he was, because God took him in his sleep. Well, when I talked to Beatrice, the lady that's 95 years old, she had five sons. She had lost two. One was 39, was a minister, heart. One was 36, her baby. She said, remember, Brenda, you've been telling me that for 2 weeks you had been feeling impending. I've been feeling this. I didn't want to believe. I felt it was Charles, but I didn't want to believe that. But when I talked to a friend of mine that used to come down here to church and all, and we're friends with Sue and us, a group of ladies that meet together, I called her and she said, you know, for 3 days, she always said my sons were her boys and her kids were mine. She said, for 3 days, Charles has been on me, and I was praying for him. But Brenda, you know, I saw him just lay back into the arms of Jesus, and I saw peace cover all over him. And she said, I saw you and you had yielded and given him unto God. God dealt with me that. I felt, I saw that. Yes, Lord, he's, you know, he's yours. So I just thank God for the time I've had with him. I think he was precious. I'll tell, you know, read what I wrote, you know, about him. And I thank God that he, you know, knew the Lord. And Tobias had baptized him. He was just so, you know, excited about that. And I just thank God. And I know that the first day I was a mess. I was hysterical. Brother Oscar, I called him. He couldn't tell what I was saying. But then when I called, Beatrice was the next person I called. And she reminded me of what I had been feeling, you know, that. And she and I pray together every day. And I'll be seeing her Monday. And I saw her one day this week. But I thank God for his faithfulness. When I spoke at his service, my sister said, how are you going to write something, get up there for Charles? Because she called my sons her kids, too. And I said, because I know God's going to help me to do it, because he did it for my mother and my brother, my sister, and, you know, different ones. And our niece, Aura, buddies and niece, are, she texted me yesterday, and she said, I can't, she was wanting to check on me, and she said, I can't get over what a strong lady you are, she was saying. When I looked up there and saw you standing speaking, I just saw how strong, and I told her, only God, only God. There is no way, even what I've been feeling now, and when I start think about him, this B told me, only remember good memories, and don't look and think about how sick you are, all that. Remember the good memories, because that's what she said she's done, you know, with her sons. And then when I think about, I thought God was telling me he keeps him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed. And that's the very thing Brother Oscar then wrote in there on the card, that scripture keeps him. And then I could hear Mark when he had spoke, if you all remember, and he spoke about choose joy. And so when I wake up in the morning, we all have choices. We're either going to choose joy and to accept what God is doing in our lives and our loved ones and want him above all else, or we're going to be in the Molly Grubs and we're going, we have a choice every day, and I'm choosing joy. I put my little pin on today that says joy. I am choosing joy, and I'm choosing him above all else. Praise the Lord. But this is what God gave me about parenthood. It said, I am so thankful and blessed for the awesome privilege that God afforded and honored me when he gave me two precious, loving, thoughtful sons, Charles and Tobias. It has taken me a while to fully grasp the reality that our children are just loans, just loans. They and any of our loved ones are not for keeps. They're not, but we look at them like that. I have, and this is what God has shown me. We are honored with a great responsibility for these amazing gifts. It should put us all in a place of tremendous need to look to lean upon, to trust in our Lord and Savior to give us wisdom and guidance in this miraculous journey of parenthood. It is not at all always easy, but through it all, it's been a joy and a complete pleasure of learning and growing for them, but especially for us. So truly, count it all joy and praise God that we've been counted worthy to care for, to teach, and to live the exceptional example of Christ, first to our children, then those that we know, then even the world. And I thank God for that, because that's what he showed me. For Charles, it's Charles R. Wilson, Jr., a loving friend to all. To some, he was Chuck, Charlie, Chaz, or Charles. To others, he was loving dad, brother, son, or a faithful friend. And surely, all that he meant to us shall never, ever end. What a caring, compassionate, tender heart. Just call on him, and he's right there from the start. Charles had a way about him of such ease because he was so thoughtful, and he loved to please. But whenever he called you or messaged you or text, Charles, he would Or messenger. Don't be fooling around and try to be complex. He would say, did you get my text? Did you get my... He would say this to me. I was busy doing something. But this is where he was. Charles liked things arranged and clean and neat. So if he was ever at your place for a while, you'd be given a treat because he'd start straightening stuff up and doing things. We're thankful for this gift of God as Charles completed the path he trod. He's been faithful in fulfilling his course, and he stands before God without any remorse. And so as he lay sleeping peacefully that Sunday morn, God looked pleasingly and lovingly upon him and said, "Well done, my precious child. I have come to take you to myself." So God put his hands upon Charles and drew him to his bosom and carried him home. And this then became Charles's cry. Oh, I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. I have joy beyond compare. I'm complete. And I'm soaring above this earth. I'm in the presence of my Lord. And in his presence is fullness of joy. Praise be to his faithful, mighty name. But just remember, I'll see you again. Thank you. Thank you.